Our guest at the cafe this morning is the mayor of Commerce, Wyman Williams. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
City Council met this week, and new City Council person, Stephanie Muller, was welcomed.
We welcomed her and are now back to our full number of five. It's been many months since we've been there.
She's a longtime Commerce resident.
She is. She made a comment last night that she is now working in city government. She's worked in federal government and state government, and she's very pleased to serve in this capacity.
Now, there was the architect, Charlie Muller, going way back. Is there
no relation?
No relation. I was trying to make that connection there.
But it's the same name, but it's not a relation.
Well, Muller is a well respected name in Commerce.
Absolutely.
So one thing that, of course, that this tells you something about me. One thing that got my attention is the conditional use permit for a facility in downtown Commerce, which will be a bar, lounge, or tavern. So that got my ears perked up.
Well, that is a project that is being conducted by Rose Selvaggi Rhodes. Rose grew up in Commerce, moved away, and has moved back with her husband. They purchased a property downtown, and they're refurbishing it. And the city council was approached to approve a conditional use permit to allow them to get licensed to operate the business.
Mm-hmm. And this is directly across from Muggs, as I believe would be the case.
Correct, on the north side of the downtown area.
Mm-hmm. So that's going to be a nice addition to downtown.
Absolutely.
And a lot of things, good things happening down there, a lot of places to frequent, and so we're looking forward to that getting started, and looks like they're making pretty rapid progress.
Yes, they're going to open just as soon as they can complete the building.
All right, good. So you don't know the name of it yet, do you?
I do not.
Okay, well, we'll be looking forward to that. Let's see what else is going on. You all had some discussions in an executive session, which you cannot talk about. But there are some things that are going on that could be positive for the city. And one thing that you have an interest in is called opportunities zone limits.
Correct. This is a result of the recent changes in the tax law. So it is a way for investors who have funds that are due capital gains taxes. It's a way for them to delay payment and partially eliminate some of their tax payment by investing in opportunity zones. About 25% of the country is designated opportunity zones. They're areas that need development, and this is a way to encourage investors to take a close look at what needs to be built in those areas, mm-hmm. because there are extreme advantages tax-wise. The majority of our city limits is in the Texas Opportunity Zone. Everything east of Highway 24 in our city limits is designated an Opportunity Zone. So we are, as a city, discussing possibilities on how to make this better known among those investors and how to guide that development to the benefit of our city.
We're talking with Commerce Mayor Wyman Williams. So with the Opportunity Zone limits that you're talking about, they would take their capital gains, what would be considered capital gains, and kind of plow it back into the local economy.
Well, it's actually a way to delay paying that capital gain uh-huh. tax on money that they have to invest. It allows them to get full value out of the investment of that money, even though they owe taxes on it. And if they keep it a certain number of years, the amount of taxes they owe on it is reduced.
I see.
So it's an incentive tax-wise, to get investment into areas that need investment.
And so the discussions are ongoing, and we'll be hearing more about this.
Well, you will, because it's a huge advantage, especially since we're a university town. It needs upgrade in housing. It needs more available student housing. Mm-hmm. So there are going to be people looking simply because we are a place that they can get a tax advantage and a return on that investment.
Mm-hmm. A couple of other things. We have just short time left. You're continuing to maneuver and take action to try to upgrade your intake facility there at Lake Tewakening.
Right. That facility is in desperate need of upgrading. It's in its original form, and we are applying for funds that are available to help us rebuild it.
And when you say original form, we're going back more than 50 years.
It's talking a long time ago.
A long time. So that is an ancient facility.
Yes.
And then I see going to be some work, and you all are having a special meeting to discuss upgrading the water towers.
Well, we've recently repainted the water towers, and we put new logos on it, and the university is going to pay for their portion of that, so we have to approve it.
I see. So that's is that already done? Or
mm-hmm.
is that,
already done.
So it's just a matter of
housekeeping.
Housekeeping mm-hmm. matter up there. And then at the city council meeting on Tuesday night, you heard from Charlie Alderman, update on the Aspire program.
Absolutely. We asked him to come and give us an update on the things that have developed over the last 2 years related to the university and the ISD. And they are fantastic.
And the Aspire program is an educational enrichment program.
Right. It's interaction between the university and the ISD that has never happened before. And it is truly an advantage to our students.
And we've talked about that on this program before, and we'll hear more about it going forward. Wyman, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Wyman Williams, Mayor of Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.